Welcome to this episode of The Golden Gang, a podcast that introduces you to the inside of our senior living community through the eyes of professionals that are here every day. My name's Andrew Fuentes, the Lifestyle Director here at Arbor Terrace Teaneck. Every month, we sit down with some of the most fascinating people who call this place home, the kind of individuals whose experiences and wisdom speak to a life well lived. In each conversation, we dive into topics that matter most: health and wellness, hobbies that ignite the spirit, and the kind of travel and adventure that leaves lasting memories. So grab a seat, get comfortable, and join us for the conversation filled with wisdom, laughter, and perhaps a new perspective on how to embrace the journey ahead. Today we're joined by a resident who makes coming to work every day worth it. Our community took a memorable trip to see Leah Polstadt on Broadway. At the time, Ruth was a fairly new resident, kind, but with a presence that could be a little intimidating. After the show, we all piled back into the bus, chatting about the performance, when something unexpected happened. One of the actors from the show stepped onto our bus to thank us for coming, and he hoped that we enjoyed the performance. It was a lovely surprise and clearly a highlight for one resident in particular. The moment the actor stepped off the bus, a loud shriek ran out from a resident who was completely starstruck. She was fangirling in full force. Ruth, who was sitting next to me, witnessed the outburst and slowly turned to me and said with a dry precision, "Some people just don't know how to act around celebrities." And in that moment, I knew I was officially Ruth's number one fan. Today we're joined by Ruth Slauson, a resident who I admire and enjoy talking to. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Andrew.
How are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
Okay, don't be nervous.
I'm not nervous. I have friends here.
Good, good. All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself, Ruth.
Okay, my name is Ruth Slauson. I'm 81 years old. I've lived in Arbor Terrace for exactly 2 years. I'm originally from New York City, but I came here from Colorado. And the main reason I moved back east is to be near my daughter.
Nice, okay. And what did you do for work? What was your career like, and what was the title, and how did that change your life, really?
My career was in the television entertainment business. I started out at NBC as a receptionist in New York on the Today Show, and I ended up in California in the entertainment division as a senior vice president of movies and miniseries.
Nice.
We used to have two nights, Sunday and Monday night were movie nights, if you all remember that, on network television. Well, my department was responsible for putting those movies on the air from 8 to 10.
And how was that? Were they long days, long hours kind of thing?
They were long days, they were long hours. It was a lot of work because you had to get an idea from a producer or a writer and then write a script and then say you were going to go ahead and produce it, and then you had to produce it, and then you had to post-production, and then it went on the air. So it's a long, long, it's about an 18-month process.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, how old were you when you were in this position?
How old was I in this position? I was in this position from age 40 to 55.
Okay. Nice. And what kind of advice would you tell yourself if you were able to go back in time, or for instance, right now there's a trend where it's having a coffee with your younger self. If you were to go out to coffee with your younger self right now, what kind of advice would you tell her?
I think the most important advice I would tell myself is to get a mentor, to get somebody who is more experienced than you are, who is more mature than you are, and will help guide you through the process of the learning curve. I did not have a mentor, and I wish I had had one.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, a mentor would definitely help you shape yourself, kind of give you guidelines.
Yes.
And keep you in balance or keep you in check sometimes, because I know sometimes where you get flustered with the environment or even the people working around you aren't easy to do that. So within that process and not having a mentor and wishing that you did, how did you define success?
I define success, I think, in three ways, which may seem a little bit strange, but one would be your moral compass and checking on your moral compass on a daily basis. Second would be your priorities, and they could change daily or monthly or yearly, but have your priorities straight and perform some kind of goal every day, either personal or professional or just for the outside world. I think that's what brings you success.
I think that's really nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I obviously recognize that your position was very important. You were probably surrounded by only men.
I was surrounded by mainly men.
Okay.
Nobody else at the other networks had the same position I did that were women. They were all men. Most of the agents and writers and producers I worked with were men, and definitely it was detrimental because they were a boys' club and I was definitely excluded.
Mm. And it's definitely intimidating being in a room full of people who you cannot find peers exactly like yourself to bounce ideas off or even kind of feel like you can truly be yourself and ask certain questions and not be looked at differently because of who you are and what position you hold.
I was definitely looked at differently, and there were definitely different standards, and there was definitely a different discriminatory salary.
Yeah.
Which at some point I found out that my counterparts at the other networks were making much more money than I was. And then I had to go to battle over that.
So how long were you in this position for?
I was in this particular position for about 7 years. Before that, I had been just in charge of miniseries.
Got it.
And before that, I was just doing movies of the week.
Nice. And so what are you most proud of from your career?
Oh, I can tell you, I'm most proud of winning 2 Emmys.
Oh.
One for a movie and one for a miniseries. They both happened to be in 1992.
Nice.
So
do you,
it was a
do
double.
You still have them?
It was a double evening. I have them. They're up in my apartment.
Okay. Well, that is one big thing to definitely, I wouldn't say gloat about, but definitely boast about and kind of just be like, oh, I have 2 awards. That's not easy to come by. Not everybody really does. I mean, unless you want to count, I don't know, a participation trophy or a perfect attendance award. But that definitely stands out by a long shot.
No, that definitely stands out because those are voted on by my peers.
Mm. And like we said earlier, it's kind of hard being in a male-dominated industry and hoping that you do have the support of your peers around you, given that they do have to vote on you.
Yes, and I think it was the nature of the product and the nature of the producers and the directors. It certainly wasn't me alone. And I was not the only one that got an Emmy that night for those particular products.
Okay. So you also said that having to check in on your moral compass and having to kind of set goals for yourself in order to define success, at least for yourself. What do you believe is the key to living a fulfilling life?
Staying active, living in the present, being involved in something outside of yourself, be it your community or your town or your city or state or federal government, something either volunteering or being an activist. And I think staying informed, again, from your community through the entire country. And I think that's what keeps you active and alive and continuing to grow.
Mm. And how do you practice that fulfilling life here at Arbor?
Arbor, I participate in almost all of the activities. I go on all the excursions. I have made friends here in this community. We do things together. But I also do things outside of the community, which for me is important. I'm a potter, and I also belong to a book group at my synagogue.
Nice. Okay. Well, I mean, definitely have to keep an active lifestyle in order to keep your mind active and kind of keep it buzzing. I always tell people, you don't ever want to stop learning. You're never ever going to be in the teacher's perspective. You're always going to be with a student mindset of wanting to continue to learn, pick up new ideas, new traits, new skills, because life is always teaching you new things, and there's always a new industry or a new form of entertainment for people to be a part of and enjoy. What advice would you give to the younger generation of professions today?
Oh, I think I would give this advice to any profession, anyone starting, is be kind to everybody who you pass on the ladder going up, because you might end up seeing them on the way down. And you never know who you're going to need professionally, who you're going to need personally in friendships. So I just think you need to be kind and civil to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Never burn a bridge. You never know where...
You never know where that bridge will lead you.
Absolutely. All right, so I have one other question for you. You know, you told us that you already have two Emmys, which I think is amazing. Do you have any fun stories of you meeting any celebrities?
Not that I would tell on the air.
Not that you would tell on the air. I love that. Okay, great. Well, I really want to thank you for your time today. I want to thank our wonderful guest, Ruth Slauson, for sharing her incredible life experiences and insight of wisdom. And of course, a big thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. And I want to thank all the residents here at Arbor Terrace who are here sitting in the room with us. Even though they don't have mics, they are watching us. So it's a little intimidating, a little scary sometimes. But we love hearing from you. And we have a bunch of stories that we are looking forward to sharing. So if you or anybody who is looking to share a story or have a topic that you are interested in talking about, you can reach out to me at andrewfuentes@arborcompany.com. You can also connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Arbor Terrace Teaneck. Join us next time as we dive into the wonders of extensive travel, breathtaking sights, and an unforgettable adventure from around the world. Until then, embrace new experiences, cherish special moments, and keep exploring no matter where you are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you or someone you love exploring senior living options? The Arbor Company proudly operates over 50 senior living communities across 11 states along the East Coast and the Midwest. We offer a range of lifestyles including independent living, assisted living, bridges, and memory care, each designed to support seniors in living their best lives. To learn more or to find an Arbor community near you, visit us online at www.arborcompany.com. And if you're in Teaneck, New Jersey area, we'd love to welcome you in person. Give us a call at 201-836-9260 and ask to schedule a tour. We can't wait to show you what makes our community so special.